You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Sholto Gale.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
For some of us, commuting may become a thing of the past, and depending on how you look at it, this is great news. Remember being stuck in traffic? If you'd rather forget the stress, consider donating your vehicle to KGNU. We'll gladly take it off your hands and use the proceeds from the sale to bring you more hours of your favorite programs. Donate your car to KGNU by calling 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Roger at the microphone tonight for Sholto Gale. And since this is my last show of November, and there are a lot of live Irish music performances coming to Denver in December, I am going to feature them tonight, even though a couple of them, all three of them, have a Christmas focus because they are in December. But tonight it is music from We Banjo 3. I will talk more about them and their show shortly. Also, Emmett Cahill, incredible tenor soloist with Celtic Thunder. And then Irish Christmas in America also. And I'll feature an interview with Oisin McDermid, producer of the Irish Christmas in America show. So I'm going to kick off tonight's program with a set of tunes from We Banjo 3. And after I play them, I will talk more about the band and the shows.
All the fox went out on a chilly night, and he prayed to the moon to give him light, for he many a mile to go that night before he reached a town-o. Town-o, town-o, many a mile to go that night before he reached a town-o. He ran till he came to the farmer's den, and the ducks and the geese were kept therein. Said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town-o. Go back again. I must be in my divine town, oh. We'll be right back. city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. And in the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, and meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring. Blinking bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all the bustle you'll hear silver bells. Silver bell,
silver bell.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them sing,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bell,
silver bell,
silver bell. Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas.
Vocals from David Howley, one of the four members of Wee Banjo 3. It's a single just released, but it's off their new CD called A Winter Wonderful. And I played them first because they are going to be appearing in a couple of weeks around Colorado at the Lone Tree Art Center on December 1st. The Armory Event Center in Fort Collins on December 2nd, and at the E-Town Hall in Boulder on December 3rd. But I have been informed that the December 3rd show is sold out, and I think tickets are still available for the other two. You can get tickets at www.webanjo3.com/tour. Now, WeBanjo 3 is a foursome that is comprised of two pairs of brothers, Enda and Fergal Scahill, and Martin and David Howley, Galway men. And they've appeared in Colorado frequently at the Four Corners Folk Festival, at the Oriental Theater. I think they've been at the Soiled Dove. David Howley lives in Nashville, and showed up one summer on stage with the Elders at the Colorado Irish Festival. But they are remarkably entertaining instrumentalists. David is a terrific singer, Americana, bluegrass, Celtic, and pop. And so, good guys. I'm having technical difficulties with the recording of Oisin McDermid, and so I dug in the files and found a recording of Emmett Cahill that I did a couple of years ago. And so I think what I will do is just play that one, since I do have some of Emmett's music queued up, and I will play Emmett's interview and then some tunes from him and from Irish Christmas in America, and then a few tracks from the new Celtic Woman CD, ideas for stocking stuffers. So here is an interview that I did with Emmett Cahill a few years ago. Got Emmett Cahill on the phone. He's calling in to the studio from Mullingar. And how are you keeping today, Emmett?
Doing very well, Roger. Nice to be home for a little while, but not too long till I hit the road again. I just about get the suitcase unpacked and then have to pack it again. So such is the way of life. But nice to be spending a little bit of time at home in Ireland, seeing family and relaxing a little bit.
What do you do for relaxation there?
It's pretty boring, to be honest. I suppose at this time of the year, I'm obviously not traveling, but pretty busy getting ready for the tours coming up. I suppose catching up with family is a big one. We're in Mullingar, we're not far from Dublin. I like to get to a sports game or get to a few concerts or just catch up with my parents. My folks recently retired, so they have more time. They're around a bit more, and we could do a lot of walking actually and hiking. And there's lots of outdoor stuff to do in Ireland, and I think that's where we're similar to Colorado in that respect. And lots of beautiful outdoors here. So getting out and doing that sort of thing is part of it. And I suppose my own thing, I do a lot of vocal training. I study with a teacher in New York and doing Skype lessons with him most days, and training my voice, getting ready for a tour, and going to the gym, all the kind of just regular stuff that it's normal for me anyway. I don't know if it's everyone's way of life, but I have my own version of normality, I guess.
Will you be able to get into Dublin for Tradfest later this month?
I'm not sure if I will be, actually. I'm actually, believe it or not, Roger, in the middle of a recording an album. I know I said about a minute ago that I was chilling out, but and my answer has kind of brought me to show quite the contrary. But I'm excited. I'm actually recording a new album that I'm going to have on the road with me now and then for this upcoming tour. So, figuring out songs for that and being back in the studio and being creative is something I really enjoy. And it's nice to be working on an ECD. It's been a couple of years since I released one, so that'll be the fruits of my labor. People will hopefully be able to enjoy that very soon.
How have you determined what songs to put on there?
Well, for this one, I think my last album was all Irish. It was my debut Irish release, I guess, and it was with Sony, the Sony label in the States. And this one, I kind of wanted to, whilst keeping in with my Irish roots, I always also wanted to encompass, the influence of liturgical music on my career and my life. you know, as if anyone went to my website and saw my tour dates, they would see that most of my shows are actually in churches now, working with faith communities, working with choirs, all that sort of stuff. And I grew up singing in church myself. My dad was a music minister at our cathedral here in Mullingar. So there'll definitely be some of my favorite hymns on there. Hymns, many of the songs, in fact, that I would sing in my concert. I want this album to be very much reflective of you know, who I am as an artist this year and the songs that I'm singing. And you know, people like to, you know, if they come to a show and they pick up a CD, they like to be reminded of what they experienced live, and that's kind of what we're aiming at, and we're putting that level of forethought into putting this album together.
How many tracks will be on it?
Right now, I think there's going to be 10. Some of the Irish songs and hymns are actually quite long tracks. They're, you know, between 3.5 and 4 minutes. So generally, an album, you would aim for about 40 minutes of music. You don't want to overburden people either. But generally, around 40 to 45 minutes is the average for an album, you know.
Is there a particular song off your last album that is a favorite of yours? What I thought we could do is take a wee break and play a song, and then pick the interview back up. What would you like me to play for your fans here?
There you go. You're kind of putting me on the spot in a way. Generally, I usually ask the folks what they would like to hear. For me, I guess, I suppose a pretty special song on the album was The Parting Glass, which is a beautiful old, I suppose, mm-hmm. Irish song that I suppose that song really came back to, got a new lease of life, you know, in 2016 with the centenary of the 1916 Rising, because it was one of those songs that was very much an inspirational song at the time, and for the Irish people, and you know, we are actually on our way to the centenary of the establishment of the state, actually. So The Parting Glass is a song I've been singing for a few years, and definitely have my own personal memories. It reminds me of friends and special people in my life. So that one is probably one that I feel very close to.
Lovely. Well, we'll pause the interview for a moment and play Parting Glass off your last album.
Hey guys, my name's Emmett Cahill. I'm a singer from Ireland, and I'm absolutely delighted today to be at the beautiful Troy Music Hall. My first time witnessing this wonderful space. I'm here singing a few songs for the good folks here at the hall, and it's a real pleasure to be able to stand here on this wonderful, wonderful stage and look out. It's such a wonderful room, and the acoustics is absolutely incredible. Probably the best acoustic I've ever heard. And a real pleasure to be able to stand here and sing some Irish songs while I'm here. Came the whole way from Ireland, I may as well.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. And of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and I'll softly call, good night and joy be with you all. A man may drink and not be drunk. A man may fight and not be slain. A man may court a pretty girl and perhaps be welcomed home again. But since it has so ordered been, by a time to rise and a time to fall, come fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all.
Got Emmett Cahill on the phone. He's calling in to the studio from Mullingar. And how are you keeping today, Emmett?
Doing very well.
So I think I'll just not pick up the rest of that interview with Emmett. It goes on for quite a bit. And I think that was from a concert that he did here in early 2019. And so I will play a couple of more tunes from him. You just heard a live performance a cappella on stage in the Troy, New York Music Hall. And here are a couple of others from Emmett. Isle of Innisfree that he did with Celtic Thunder off their album Mythology, and then a single that he released late 2019 with a terrific singer named Rebecca Winkworth called Make You Feel My Love. So here's Isle of Innisfree and Make You Feel My Love.
To make you feel my love. Some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body is bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. Valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. dreams are not forgotten, and soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree. I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in
Emmett Kyle singing with Celtic Thunder in front of the generally large orchestra that they perform with. When you see Emmett perform here, it will be just Emmett and a piano. And he'll be performing on December 12th, 3:30 to 5 p.m. at Light of the World Catholic Church on West Bowles in Littleton. His U.S. tour is actually beginning tonight in New York City, and he is calling his tour this year Christmas in Ireland. So it's an afternoon show, 3:30 to 5 p.m., Light of the World Church. Tickets are available at Emmett, E-M-M-E-T, Cahill, C-A-H-I-L-L, .com/tour-dates. And I'm sure plenty of tickets are available for that one. And I have been unable to solve the technical problems with the Sheen McDermott Irish Christmas in America interview, but that won't stop me from playing a few tracks from one of their albums. They've got three of them out, a live album recorded in Chicago, another one just called The Show, and then an Irish Christmas soundscape. And so I will play a few tracks from those CDs, talk a little bit about The Show, and then probably try and play the interview on my first program in December, so you can at least hear it. But the Irish Christmas in America show will be at the Soil Dove Underground near First and Quebec in Denver on December 18th. Doors at 7, curtain at 8. And so I'm going to open up with a harp tune called Soft Mild Morning, and it's a tune played very, very well by a harpist named Grania Hambly, who hails from County Mayo. So here is Soft Mild Morning from Irish Christmas in America, Grania Hambly. Thank you.
Oh,
There is the Mummer's Jig and Reel and Ica Noleg from Irish Christmas in America, Seamus Begley on the accordion, and Oisín McDermid on the fiddle. Before that was Seamus Begley doing Ica Huin, A Silent Night in Gaelic, Irish Gaelic, accompanied by Oisín. And then opened that set with a harp tune, Soft Mild Morning, from Grania Hambly, who harpist from County Mayo. Oisín and Grania will be at the Soil Dove Underground December 18th. Seamus was unable to get a visa to travel to America for this tour, unfortunately, and won't be with the group. But Niamh Farrell, a beautiful singer from Sligo, will be there, along with Samantha Harvey on piano, Sean Gavin on the Illan pipes, and Alan Murray on bouzouki. So December 18th, under 21, allowed with parent or guardian, and tickets are available at the Soiled Dove website or at the An Irish Christmas in America website. So coming up to the top of the hour, I think we've got time for one more tune, and I will play a tune off the Celtic Woman's newest CD that would make a great stocking stuffer. It's called Postcards from Ireland. Here is a tune, one of my favorites, called Bonnie Portmore.
Bonnie Portmore, you shine. Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Frequent Flyers Aerial Dance, which presents Gravity and Relativity on December 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Gravity and Relativity features beauty and agility of seven aerial dancers who traverse a landscape of aerial silks. Tickets and more information are available at frequentflyers.org/events.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
Piange alla